On a recent morning, I was decorating a particular tree, the one that represents that great tree of life, and I paused to consider how many presents my true love gave to me. You know, one partridge plus two turtle doves plus three French hens. It's the summation of an arithmetic series, and there's a simple formula for it. That formula is sometimes tied to the great 19th century mathematician Carl Friedrich Gauss. One day, when Gauss was a young boy, his schoolmaster was feeling particularly cruel, and he asked the class to total all the numbers from 1 to 100. So the class wearily set to scribbling, 1 plus 2 plus 3, etc. But Gauss noticed something. He saw that you could break the 100 numbers into 50 pairs, 1 plus 100, 2 plus 99, and so on. Basically, you have 50 101s. 50 times 101 is 5,050. Bingo. Gauss walked up to the teacher and laid down the sum. "There it lies," he said. "Class over." So what's this story really about? Not so much about math, but about tyranny, about an insecure master working in a subject that may have far exceeded his reach. In reaction, he bullied those around him. But by using his powers of thought, Gauss was able to resist. There are perhaps two ways to vanquish tyranny or the threat thereof. The first may be the generosity of Christ, that very thing that we celebrate in the Christmastide, the power to give and love in the face of selfishness and greed. And if that fails, well, on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 78 presents, the last of which was a partridge in a pear tree. The Lord on high, in concert with one of his lesser angels, gave us life, and within that life, the power to reason. With that gift, may joy prevail, and may all manner of tyranny be defeated. With a perspective, I'm Andrew Lewis.